Chapter 2 2:04 p.m.
"Just tell me how you can be so sure," Ryan said, as the surf washed up and swirled around their bare feet. The water was chilly, but it was still a great afternoon for walking on the beach, especially for Becca, especially with Ryan. Muttley ran ahead, barking and attacking the foam bubbles with all of his puppy fury. Ryan continued, "Now, people have been saying that house is haunted for years, and now you come along and say it's just a hoax?" Becca shook her head. "No, that's not what I'm saying. I believe there's something there. Absolutely. I just don't think it's the ghost of some little girl."
"But you saw her," Ryan insisted. "You, above all people, should believe..."
"I saw something, yes. Maybe it was only a reflection. I don't know. Maybe it was just the housekeeper."
Ryan snorted. "Come on, Beck, that was no housekeeper."
Becca knew he was right. She also knew it was time to shoot straight with him. But how to begin? She watched Muttley. The foam he'd been chasing was suddenly being sucked out to sea. Unfortunately, that didn't stop the little guy from pursuing it. He ran after the foam, barking for all he was worth, until he looked up and saw a giant wall of water towering above him. He tried to turn, but it was too late. The water crashed down on him, twirling and tumbling him like a stuffed toy, until it finally threw him back up on the beach. He coughed and snorted, looking around all confused.
Becca tried not to laugh. "Oh, poor Muttley," she slapped her leg. "Come here, boy. Come on."
The dog leaped to his feet and bounded toward her as if nothing had happened. She knelt down and patted him a few times until he spotted another clump of foam and raced off for another attack. Becca rose and took a deep breath.
"Ryan, you've been reading the Bible we gave you, right?"
He nodded. "Pretty good stuff."
"Have you run across the part that says if we're away from the body, then we're at home with the Lord?"
Ryan frowned. "Meaning?"
"Meaning that once we die, we go straight to be with the Lord. You know, no stopovers at haunted houses, no guest appearances at seances or with Ouija boards. It's just death, then God and judgment."
"So what you're saying is
that could not have been a little girl's spirit?"
"Beck," there was the slightest trace of impatience in his voice,
"how can you deny what you saw with your own eyes?"
"I can only go by what the Bible says."
Ryan picked up a stone to skip. It was obvious he didn't want this to become their first argument. "Look, the Bible makes a lot of sense, especially what it says about Jesus and stuff. But, I mean, it doesn't have to be 100% right about everything."
"Why not?"
"Why not?" Ryan paused, trying to put his thoughts into words.
"Well, it was a long time ago."
"But if we can't believe what it says about everything, how can we believe what it says about anything?"
He opened his mouth to answer, but nothing came. Becca reached for his hand, making it clear that she wasn't trying to preach. A while back, he had started to read the New Testament. Every once in a while, they talked about God and Jesus, but it was never a forced thing. Usually, Ryan would just have a question, and Becca would do her best to come up with an answer. But now they were entering an area in which she definitely had more experience. You don't grow up in the remote...